From NPR and WBUR, I'm Robin Young.
I'm Jeremy Hobson, broadcasting today from WUNC in Chapel Hill, North Carolina, as we turn our attention to the hot Senate race coming up here in less than a month.
Okay, we'll look forward to that. But we start this hour with an Ebola update. Ashoka Mukpo, the American cameraman who contracted Ebola in Liberia while working for NBC News, is at the Nebraska Medical Center in Omaha. He's staying in a specialized containment unit built specifically to handle Ebola, the same unit that successfully treated Dr. Rick Sacra, the American who was released after 3 weeks of treatment. Sacra was readmitted to a hospital this weekend, but it was unrelated to Ebola, and he's been released again. Meanwhile, doctors are evaluating Mukpo. His parents, Diana Mukpo and Dr. Richard Levy of Rhode Island, were in Nebraska to see him get off the plane.
He's enormously relieved to be here. Of course, it's still quite frightening, but he's hanging in, and he sounds very strong. And I think he shares in the relief of the rest of his family that he's been able to come back for good medical treatment here.
He looks strong. He walked off the plane, gingerly waved to us as we saw him from a distance wheeled into the room. And, he's tentative and frightened. But I think he's strong, and his symptoms are not more advanced than when I talked to him before he left, which is a real relief to us.
But meanwhile, in Texas, Thomas Eric Duncan, the Liberian man who was diagnosed with Ebola at Texas Health Presbyterian Hospital in Dallas, is fighting for his life. And health officials in Dallas continue to monitor 10 people who had direct contact with him. 38 others are at a lower risk. At a noon Eastern press conference, Governor Rick Perry announced he's creating a new task force to prepare the state to handle Ebola and other infectious diseases. Eric Austin is with KERA in Dallas. And Eric, what more do we know about this task force?
Hi, Robin. It's a 17-member task force, and as you said, to improve not just the response to Ebola, but to upcoming pandemic diseases. It's going to include officials from environmental health and public safety agencies across the state, as well as hospitals and medical facilities and universities. And the idea is that the task force will develop a rapid response plan whenever an outbreak is confirmed in Texas.
Well, there have been voices over the weekend demanding more federal action. A Republican Senator Mark Kirk of Illinois said the federal government should gradually halt flights to West Africa. Louisiana Governor Bobby Jindal said pretty much the same thing. Others are calling for more screening on entry on the U.S. side. Here's Governor Perry today.
To begin with, customs officials and Border Patrol agents at all points of entry should immediately be directed to conduct enhanced screening procedures, obtaining more information about people who are coming from affected areas, taking appropriate steps upon arrival. Those steps may be something as simple as taking their temperature.
But this would not have caught Thomas Eric Duncan, who was said not to have symptoms until several days after he arrived in the U.S. So is there a sense that this is either being politicized or officials in Dallas are trying to make up for criticism of their inability to detect the patient at the hospital?
I think political officials from both parties have acknowledged that their mistakes have been made in the way this was treated and processed and handled over the past week. And I think they're owning up to those mistakes, acknowledging that this is the first time that Ebola has been diagnosed in the United States. This is a first for everyone. And the formation of this task force, I think, is done in part to help reassure the community, the public in Texas, that from here on out, they have learned lessons already and will be on the right track. If this were to happen again with Ebola or another serious deadly disease.
Yeah, you're right. Public health officials, especially federal officials, have been very generous in saying that this is the first and they expected some mistakes. But meanwhile, these 10 people who are said to have had direct contact with Thomas Eric Duncan, 38 others who had minor contact. Over the weekend, one of those people, a homeless person, went missing for several hours. That caused quite a bit of upset. What more do we know about? I mean, how is this being presented there in Texas? Do people know who these 10 people are?
Oh, they have not publicized their names. We do know that of the 10 who are considered high risk and are receiving the intense monitoring, that 7 are healthcare workers and would have had some sort of contact with Mr. Duncan during his treatment. The other 3 are relatives. His girlfriend who was quarantined in that apartment in Dallas, she was moved over the weekend to an undisclosed location in Dallas where she has cleaning facilities, laundry facilities, and also to avoid the media spotlight. That was one reason for moving her.
Yeah. Well, meanwhile, some of them are saying that they're being ostracized by the local Liberian community. What's being done to help them out there as, you know, they're in this isolation? And how big is that Liberian community?
Estimates vary. You know, some say that the Liberian community in North Texas is from 5,000 to 10,000 people spread across this area, which is a wide geographic area. And they've been gathering over the past week and at church services and at community meetings to try to, leaders have been trying to ease concerns of these folks and to emphasize that this is just one case that has been diagnosed so far. It's isolated to that one person. They're monitoring as many people as possible that they feel might have had some contact with them. Health officials have had a week to track all those people down. But there's not just the stigma of the Liberian community. There's also the potential stigma of the apartment complex where Mr. Duncan had been visiting before he was sent to Texas Health Presbyterian Hospital. And so there's also that community as well, Vickery Meadow. There are residents who aren't Liberians necessarily, but they are immigrants. It's a refugee-rich area. And they also are concerned that because they live in that apartment, that they could be, you know, stigmatized unfairly. And city officials have been trying to actively spread the message that, again, this is an isolated case. It's been, the apartment has been decontaminated, and that whether you're Liberian or from another part of the world, that there should be no concern that other people are spreading Ebola in Dallas-Fort Worth.
We also know that today 5 schools in the area are receiving electronic scanners so that they can scan children. We've seen the pictures. They can scan them for fevers without touching them. So getting on top of Ebola in Dallas, Eric Austin with KERA there in Dallas. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Robin.